Lishma, since he wasn't sure that the Geiris was Lishma, so he went ahead and he had them remain Avodim, Kol Zman Dezeh Beis HaMikdash, a Mishkan and a Mikdash. At that point, if they still keep the mitzvahs, that would be proof that the Geiris was a real Geiris. If you remember, that's what we discussed. That's one pshat. Why Yishuv Benun only had in mind to keep them Avodim till the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yankif had another idea, beautiful idea, beautiful pshat. Stam, it's a Musa Haskel. Rabbi Yankif pshat is a Musa Haskel. And I spoke about this in shul. We're learning a sefer called Shulchan Aruch Hamidus. We learn it every Shabbos after davening. It's a gevaldige sefer. It talks about the halachas of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So over there, there's a sefer Abris, a kadman. He says an unbelievable chiddush. Now again, I'm not masking the chiddush in halacha, but there's a lot to learn from that chiddush. He wants to analyze that maybe there's a v'haftel reacha kamoicha on a goy. Could you imagine? He says that it's possible that there's v'haftel reacha kamoicha on a goy. That's what the Sefer Abris brings down. He says, and that's why the Torah called the friend, it doesn't say v'haftel achicha. Anytime the Torah says achicha, it's your brother, it's Klal Yisrael. The Loshen Ach is not found by a goy. But he says, reacha is ambiguous lashon. Ve'acha could also mean a goy. And he brings a raya. There are places in the Torah where the word raya is found before Matan Torah is not such a kasha. Where's the first time the Torah uses a lashon friend? You remember? Come on. Anybody remember? The Korans? Where's the other Koran? No. Don't the Bali Kriya? First time, it's coming up now in the Parsha. See the Minhal? Got it? He had Yehuda's friend. Reyehu Adulomi. There's a Moradik Reb Chaim. The Minhal will enjoy this. There's a Moradik Reb Chaim. You remember the Reb Chaim? Moradik Reb Chaim, because I think I said it over Yeshiva. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, he points out this is the first time it's called Reya. And he says, why is that the first time it's called Reya? So if you remember the story over there, Yehuda had the Maisa with Tamar. And Tamar basically asked Yehuda for something, for a present. And Yehuda didn't have what to give her on the spot. He told her he's going to give her the Gidrei Tzayin, but he didn't have it on the spot. She asked him for a mashkin. And he gave her a mashkin. You remember that? He gave her a mashkin. That was the mashkin. Actually, you should know, we learn all kinds of halachas from that event with Tamar and Yehuda. But that, in halacha, I'm talking about ksuba. The Rambam Mor Nevuchim says that was ksuba money. Fascinating Rambam. And we learn out from there, the Gemara in ksuba says that if somebody gets married to a woman right before Shabbos, he doesn't have enough time to write her a ksuba. He could give her a metalkal and he could give her something to hold on to as a mashkin against the ksuba. And that's good enough. The Rambam brings you Ma'aseh Yehuda and Tamar as a raya. He says, you see over there, meaning he's learning the reason why Tamar wanted a mashkin was that she had a din ksuba. She wanted to hold on to something. So some of the achroinim, haintik etzayin, today it's negeya, if a woman loses a ksuba, you're not allowed to be with your wife, you know, without a ksuba. So, what happens if a woman loses a ksuba? What do you do? So, if it's vaday lost, you write another shtar. It's called a ksuba shtar d'irkese. I write them all the time. Right? People lose the ksubas. What happens if it's on Shabbos? You can't write a shtar ksuba d'irkese. Is there any eitzah? So, one of the eitzahs is if a woman has an account, a banking account, which most women have access to a bank account. And in the bank account, there's, let's say, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, meaning that the ksuba money is anywhere in that area. So she's holding on to the value of a ksuba. So it's not cool being with your wife without a ksuba. Because she's holding on. She has access to a sheer ksuba of money. So that's one of the approaches. But anyway, why do we get into? Oh, because I was talking about Yehuda's friend. So Yehuda had to find this lady who was Tamar. He didn't know it was Tamar. He had to find Tamar to give to make the exchange. Right? But the shtickle compromised situation because he married Tamar. When he had relations with Tamar, it was a shtickle al-Aim Haderech. It wasn't Yehuda style. The Malach had to push him to do it. So it was not complimentary. So Reb Chaim says, what's called a friend? A friend is somebody you could trust when you're in a compromised state. When everything is gewaldig, everybody's ready to be your friend. A friend is somebody you could trust with your, I guess what you would call today, your dark secrets. That's an emes sechaba who's devoted to you in that mazid. Then he says a chiddush Reb Chaim. He says could be that's the word reya comes from lashon ra, that a friend is there even in the matzav ra. That's where the word reya comes from. The reish ayin is for that. That's his idea. But al kuponim. So we see that for sure before Matan Torah, the word reya is used by goyim. But that's not such a chiddush, because before Matan Torah, we also had it in the Goyim according to some. But after Matan Torah, this already you have to know some Navi. New Korans? Nebuch, they're getting picked on. David HaMelech had a friend who was a Goy. He's called Reya David. So you see the word Reya could include Goyim. So the Sefer HaBris says that I am Bava Kamed is a drosha shoreyehu v'loy shonochri. He says, true, you need a drosha. Without a drosha, reyecha includes goy. He says, and since by v'haftar ha'acha kamoicha we don't find a drosha v'loy ha'akum, he says, there's a din v'haftar reyecha to a goy. Where did the chiddush? Now I will tell you that the Rishonim, Klor, many of the Rishonim say not like it. The Moine HaMitzvahs bring down V'Avta HaKamoich is on Klal Yisrael. The Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch. So La'alocha, we don't hold that there's a mitzvah d'raisa to love a Gentile like there is to love a Jew. There's no V'Avta HaReacha by a Goy. But I will tell you, I hold that what the Sefer HaBris is saying has validity, which means, so why Taka did the Torah use an ambiguous lashon? Why Taka didn't the Torah say, V'Avta HaZachicha HaKamoich? So I wanted to say that maybe the reason why the Torah didn't use that lashon was bedafka to tell us that although there's no chiv deraisa v'haftar hakamoicha, you should still have ava for all brias, for all people, all creations, unless they're rishayim. Unless they're rishayim, you should every creation. The Mishnah says in Ovis, chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelam. There's a din saba l'chaim kol shekein an adam. Supposed to feel for every creation, kol shekein and adam. So it could be that's taka why the Torah used the lashon reyecha in that way, which is ambiguous, even though the mitzvah d'oraisa is only by Yisrael, but will be mekabel the words of the Sefer HaBris that at least the Torah wanted to also teach you that you should have, you know, a lot of times you hear there was a killing, Nebuchadnezzar l'tzlan, right? There was a shootout. Rachman al Utslan. So a lot of times people say, any Eden? No, doesn't say Alo Pegah. That's not the right attitude. It's not the right attitude. If it's a bunch of Hamas, I've had 100%. But if it's not Meshoyim, it's B'nai Tarbus, then you're supposed to feel. Listen to what Biankiv says. Biankiv says, so why did he make them Choyt Fayetz in the Shev Emayim? So Biankiv zok the chap like this. He says, Bevadai rotzo lanisham. There's no question that the Givonim deserved severe penalty. They fooled Klal Yisrael. We weren't allowed to be mekabel them as Gerim. They fooled us. They went against us. We had a right to kill them, that's not a right. Originally, we had an obligation to kill them. So Avada David had to punish them to be Avodim. But listen to what Biankiv says. He says, even though he had to punish them to be Avodim, he didn't want them to be in danger of being killed. David HaMelech didn't want people to kill them. So what did he do? Zoktel. L'toivoson, also he said, Sheyiyu Mishosim La Mizbeach. He made, they should work for the Beis HaMikdash. What does that do? The Beis HaMikdash was a place or no killing zone. You know the famous Yoyev, right? The Gemara in Machlokes with Yoyev. He ran to the Mizbeach. Remember that? He ran to the Mizbeach, so Mizbeach will protect him. Me'im Mizbechi v'lo me'al Mizbechi, he made a mistake. That means the Beis HaMikdash is a no killing zone. So David HaMelech, Dafka made the Mishorasim to the Mikdash, Zotlam Yankif, why? He says, L'chein amid him Mishorasim l'mizbeach, V'shom yiu zihirim b'nei Yisrael m'shvich hazdomim. U'kimoy demotzinu b'yoyev sh'ochaz b'kaun is ha'mizbeach. As I zokta. So therefore, Shapir gozar Yeshua aleim she'bizman ha'mikdash ha'yokayim l'toivas ha'givoynim. Zokta. After the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, then there's no milu for them to be Avodim. So they're not Avodim anymore. So Bianca is saying that he made them Avodim to the Mikdash L'Toivosam to protect them that they shouldn't get killed out. Nerva Oyim. Unbelievable. A lot to be learned from this. That even somebody's a shtickle enemy, you still should have feeling. You still should still be Dorish L'Toivosam. Okay, now we'll go a little bit in Yonei Chanukah for a few minutes.